October 20th, 2018. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, when leaders lose their respect for the truth, Satan is easily the instigator of much confusion. He can enter hearts in the form of opinions that do not support the truth of my commandments. Evil in the world rewards evil in hearts. This is why I call you to unite in righteousness. Do not commit yourselves to any concept unless you can clearly see the intended outcome of the way you are being led. Remember, Satan most often comes clothed in goodness. It is a grace to recognize evil so that you can avoid it and oppose it. The path of moral destruction has been underfoot for decades. Many follow it in the name of freedom. Freedom to sin has always been with you. Now, it is considered a right that must not be transgressed. This is how truth has been defeated. Therefore, unite in the truth in an effort to oppose evil." A note is given to read Romans chapter 5, 15 through 16. "They show that what the law requires is written on their hearts, while their conscience also bears witness, and their conflicting thoughts accuse or perhaps excuse them on that day when, according to my gospel, God judges the secrets of men by Christ Jesus." Another note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 1 through 2. "So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.